E.G. White to Officers of General Conference, December 1, 1909. B. 168, 1909. December 1, 1909. Extracts from Testimony. To the Officers of the General Conference. Dear brethren, in the night seasons I seem to be repeating the messages of warning and encouragement that I bore at the General Conference, and I am instructed to urge upon our people that we, as the people of God, are not to follow the customs and fashions of the world. The world is following their leader, the great apostate, and we are to follow the great teacher, Jesus Christ. I have endeavored to arouse our people to labor for the unworked portions of the great missionary field, yet but few seem to respond to the appeals of the Spirit of God. We do not realize the extent to which satanic agencies are at work in these large cities. The work of bringing the messages of present truth before the people is becoming more and more difficult. It is essential that new and varied talents unite in intelligent labor for the people. If the burden of these unworked cities rested upon the hearts of our people as it should, they would arouse to labor as they have not yet done for the souls that are perishing in sin. The message that I am bidden to bear to our people at this time is, "Work the cities without delay, for time is short." The Lord has kept this work before us for the last 20 years or more. A little has been done in a few places, but much more might be done. I am carrying a burden day and night, because so little is being accomplished to warn the inhabitants of our great centers of population of the judgments that will fall upon the transgressors of God's law. It will be a great advantage to have our buildings in retired locations so far as possible. The healthfulness of the surroundings should be fully considered. Locations should be selected a little out from the noisy cities. Those who labor in the large cities need special advantages, that they may not be called to sacrifice life or health unnecessarily. I write these things because it has been presented to me as a matter of importance that our workers should, so far as possible, avoid everything that would imperil their health. We need to exercise the best of judgment in these matters. Feeble or aged men and women should not be sent to labor in unhealthful, crowded cities. Let them labor where their lives will not be needlessly sacrificed. Our brethren who bring the truth to the cities must not be obliged to imperil their health in the noise and bustle and confusion, if retired places can be secured. Those who are engaged in the difficult and trying work in the cities should receive every encouragement possible. Let them not be subjected to unkind criticism from their brethren. We must have a care for the Lord's workers who are opening the light of truth to those who are in the darkness of error. We have a high standard presented before us. Now is the opportune time to work the cities, for we must reach the people there. As a people, we have been in danger of centering too many important interests in a few places. This is not good judgment, nor wisdom. An interest is now to be created in the principal cities. Many small centers must be established rather than a few large centers. Let missionaries be laboring two and two in different parts of all our large cities. The workers in each city should frequently meet together for prayer and counsel, that they may have wisdom and grace to work together effectively and harmoniously. Let all be wide awake to make the most of every advantage. Our people must gird the armor on and establish centers in all the large cities. The agencies of Satan are active in the field, putting forth efforts to confuse the minds of men and to fill them with vain imaginations, that they may not become interested in the truth. The people of God have received many admonitions and encouragements to advance, and it is time that the purposes of God regarding His work shall be understood by them and carried out. By cherishing unbelief in the plans and directions that have been laid out for them to follow, and by exalting human judgment, much time and valuable experience have been lost. The Lord, He is God, and beside Him there is none else. Let all now search the word of the Lord, and walk in His ways. Let the prophecies of Isaiah be studied and heeded, and the Lord will perform His part. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. While no one should be presumptuous, there is need that wise efforts be put forth to reach many who by the ordinary methods of labor are not reached. Let the leading men and women, chosen of God, unite in carrying forward the work intelligently and in faith. I am pained when I see with some a desire for the highest position and to be honored of men. This is not the leading of the Holy Spirit. Angels of God are commissioned to labor with every company that will work humbly and intelligently. Truth and righteousness must go forth as a lamp that burneth. Ellen G. White.